ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فقد وصلنا في دروس الفقه إلى كتاب الصيام، انتهينا بحمد الله تعالى في درس الفقه السابق من كتاب الزكاة، واليوم بإذن الله تعالى نبتدئ الحديث عن الصيام وأحكامه، وإن كان يعني جاء الترتيب بعد شهر رمضان يعني، لكن لا بأس يعني الإنسان يحتاج إلى معرفة أحكام الصيام يعني، صيام النوافل الحمد لله من مواسم الخير يعني لا تنقطع بإذن الله تعالى. فبإذن الله تعالى نبدأ
إن شاء الله بيرميشن أوف الله.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله: الصيام يطلق على الإمساك. قال الله تعالى: إني نذرت للرحمن صوما، أي إمساكا عن الكلام.
Abstain from something.
والمقصود به هنا الإمساك عن المنكرات من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس. بدأ أولا بتعريف الصيام تعريفا لغويا، تعريف
الشرعي.
ما المقصود بالصيام؟ الصيام في لغة العرب معناه الإمساك، يعني الامتناع عن أي شيء.
In the Arabic language, siyam, which is fasting, means just to stop from doing anything.
يمسك عن أي شيء، فهذا يسمى صيام.
To stop or abstain from doing any action is called siyam in the Arabic language.
على لسان مريم عليه السلام تقول:
And in according to Maryam, the mother of Isa or Jesus عليه السلام, she said she was fasting from speaking. She fast from talking to her people.
يعني أن يتقرب الإنسان بالإمساك عن الكلام أو يمتنع عن الكلام.
So this would be one way of being closer to Allah, to the Creator, by abstaining from something.
يتعبد
like Maryam in her case, she stopped from speaking. And Zakaria also did the same.
الامتناع من فعل أي شيء.
So whenever we abstain from any action, then that's called siyam.
التعريف الشرعي للصيام الإمساك عن المفطرات.
And according to the siyam in the shara, is to abstain from anything that will break fasting and anything that's including eating, drinking, or intercourse with our wives or husbands.
مع النية يعني يمسك.
And this has to be preceded by intention. The intention must be there. We cannot fast without intention.
أنه مضرب عن الطعام، مثلا بعض الناس يضربون عن الطعام احتجاجا على شيء معين.
There are some people who will keep fasting as a way to present their voice or to show some point. But in the case of the siyam that we do, we have to have the intention of pleasing Allah only by abstaining from anything that will break the fast.
فليس يعني قاصدا التقرب إلى الله تعالى.
So the main or the primary reason for fasting is to be closer and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ليس ناويا الصيام.
But somebody who would fast without intention,
وجود النية
then that will not be counted as a way to be closer to Allah. So to have the intention is a key thing for fasting.
قال فضله فضل الصيام.
So what's the benefit of siyam?
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
أبو هريرة reported
أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل.
الله سبحانه وتعالى said.
قال الله عز وجل: كل عمل ابن آدم له
إلا الصيام
فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به.
That is solely for me.
والصيام جنة. فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يسخط ولا يجهل، فإن شاتمه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني صائم مرتين. والذي نفس بيده صلى الله عليه وسلم تخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله يوم القيامة ريح المسك. وللصائم فرحتان يفرحهما.
The breath of the one who is fasting is better in the sight of Allah.
فرح بصومه.
On the day of resurrection than the smell of the musk.
حديث عظيم في فضائل
the one who is fasting is happy at two times. When he breaks his fast, he is happy with it, and when he meets his Lord, he will be happy.
حديث النبوي من كلام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. جزء من هذا الحديث أول الحديث.
So part of this hadith that we just recited is the hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هذا الجزء من الحديث هذا من كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى. هذا حديث قدسي. ثم بقية الحديث.
So part of the hadith is sacred hadith that is from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and the rest of the hadith is regular hadith that was said by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We know the difference between hadith, the sacred hadith and the regular hadith. And the sacred hadith is the one that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it will be said by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it will become as if the one who is talking is Allah himself. But the one that comes from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who is talking. So this hadith has the first part of it is a sacred hadith, and the second part of it is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the meaning of the sacred hadith is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it will be said by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the sacred hadith.
عن معنى كلام الله تعالى بخلاف القرآن الكريم.
And it's different. It's different from the Quran. The Quran is both from Allah سبحانه وتعالى and is being said by Allah سبحانه وتعالى. The sacred hadith again is the meaning from Allah سبحانه وتعالى and it is said by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Unlike the Quran, which is both from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the meaning and the words.
يقرأه الإنسان منه له به عشر حسنات, لكن الحديث القدسي يعني لا يتعبد.
But Quran we can make, we worship Allah with it, like we make salah with Quran, but we cannot make salah or prayers with the sacred hadith.
أو كذا يعني يحتسب.
So that's one difference between Quran and the sacred hadith.
لا يتعبد بتلاوة الحديث القدسي.
So we cannot worship Allah or make salah by reciting the sacred hadith, assuming that it is from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So that's one difference between it and the Quran.
هذا الفرق بين القرآن والحديث القدسي والحديث.
So that will the main difference between the Quran and the Hadith القدسي or the sacred Hadith.
الله تعالى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل كل عمل ابن آدم له.
So in this Hadith that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah سبحانه وتعالى or Allah might say all actions, all deeds of the son of Adam are for him, except fasting is for me and I'll reward him for it. And every deed of the son of Adam will be multiplied 10 times for him.
So Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us multiple of reward for our actions or good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplied up to 700 times. So in the hadith that we are reading, Allah says that all the actions or the deeds of son of Adam are for him, except fasting is for me and I will give him the reward for it. Which means that
غير مقدر بعدد غير محدد بعدد.
الله سبحانه وتعالى gave the act of fasting a special reward, and only Allah knows how much that reward will be.
يعني وذلك لأن الصيام هو من الصبر.
Because fasting
وقد قال الله تعالى عبادة الصبر إنما يوفى الصبر.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى told us in the Quran that patience or those who are patient, Allah will give them their reward without any limitation or indefinitely. So it will be unlimited amount of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fasting is patience, and because of that it will be rewarded without any limitation
and that. وعبادة الصيام يعني أضاف الله تعالى نفسه and
the act of fasting or the worship of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it directly linked to Him as far as the reward is concerned. That's why Allah said that fasting is for me and our reward for it. And fasting is one of the sincere ways of worshipping Allah. Because somebody who is fasting, he may hide away from people and eat and drink. So this is really a sincere way of worshipping Allah that you do without people knowing or seeing you doing it. So the one who is fasting for the sake of Allah, not because of the sake of people or not for anyone to see him, because you cannot tell if this person is fasting or not. And that's why fasting in itself is one of the act that only sincere people will do or observe. And the person will abstain from eating and drinking and all the desire, because of that it is considered a sincere way of worshipping Allah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said fasting is for me, but only Allah will know if you are truly fasting. And in the hadith Allah said fasting is junnah, and junnah in the Arabic language means it's like a shield or a barrier, something that will shield you. And which means that in this case fasting will shield us from doing the wrong deeds or wrong things or sins.
هو الكلام الفاحش أي قول فاحش
also
من الرفث. الكلام الفاحش يعني الذي فيه ذكر العورات.
It also will shield us from rafath, and rafath is any nonsense talking or any bad language. So if anyone of us is fasting, then we're not supposed to talk nonsense or to speak bad languages. And we do not do sahab. And sahab is by raising our voices or yelling at others or talking loudly.
ولا يجهل. والجهل هو أحيانا الجهل يأتي بمعنى ضد العلم وأحيانا يأتي بمعنى ضد الحلم.
ولا يجهل. And يجهل in the language it means ignorance or becoming do things in an ignorant way. But in this case, it means that we control ourselves. Control our temper. So the one who is fasting will not lose temper. If somebody has spoken bad to you or started to quarrel with you and you are fasting, or if somebody hurt you verbally, so all you have to do is just say, I'm fasting. I'm fasting. You can say it silently or you can say it in a low voice. So it's scholar said it's okay to say it loudly, but you can say it just silently. And in Ramadan, most times people say it loudly, and the scholar said that's okay. Many times we hear people during Ramadan say, I'm inni sa'im, which means I am fasting. So when somebody talks to us nonsense, we just say inni sa'im. That in itself will be like a response, which means I am not really into this, I'm not going to talk back to you the same language that you spoke. So that will be our response to any attacks of verbal attacks. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith is swearing by Allah, and he says, by the one in whose hand is my soul, or when he say in the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad,
يتصرف فيها كيف يشاء سبحانه وتعالى. لخلوف فم الصائم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is swearing by Allah that
خلوف فم الصائم يعني تغير.
خلوف فم الصائم, which means the change that takes place in our breath, the smell.
في رائحة الفم.
I mean, when we fast at the end of the day or after in the afternoon, the smell of the fasting person is change. So the Prophet says, by Allah,
ولا يحدثونها أطيب عند الله
this smell of the of the of the of the breath of the one who is fasting is dearer and smell better on the side of Allah than the smell of the musk.
ورائحة فمه يعني أطيب من ريح المسك. هذا مما يدل عليه معنى قوله إيه؟ أطيب عند الله يعني يوم القيامة بإذن الله.
So in this case, when it says is dearer in the sight of Allah, that means in the hereafter.
يعني ذا رائحة طيبة أطيب من ريح.
In the day, in the hereafter, on the day of judgment.
يوم القيامة.
On the side of Allah, this smell of the of the breath
يعني
will be better than the smell of
الدم والريح وريح المسك. فهكذا
يكافئ
يوم القيامة بأن يأتي ورائحة فمه.
So the fasting person will come on the hereafter with that kind of smell from his breath.
يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم فرحتان.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in the hadith also that the one who fasts will have two moments of happiness and excitement. One moment when he breaks his fast.
وهذه الفرحة الأولى تنقسم إلى
and the other one when he meets his Lord. And when we look at the first happiness, it could be the one that at the end of each day that we break our fast, or at the end of the month when we finish the month of fasting. So these are both our happiness
that
would be in the first happiness that's defined in the hadith, either after each day when we break our fast. Or when we finish the whole month on the day of Eid, that will be
the happiness.
And also when we meet, or when the fasting person meets his Lord, that also will be a moment of happiness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those who fast great rewards for their effort and for their patience. And regarding the first happiness, as we said before, the reason behind it, the person would be happy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the patience and the success that he was able to go through the fasting action. While many people were not lucky enough to be blessed with this ability or capability of fasting. So this is one of the great bounties of Allah upon us or upon anyone who is able to fast, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that this person was able to fast and to be patient and observe it properly.
طيب قال ورواية البخاري وأبي داود نفس الحديث.
In another report or another narration of Abu Khalil and Abu Dawud.
الصيام جنة فإذا كان أحدكم صائما فلا يرفث ولا يجهل.
And we said جنة is a shield.
أو شاتمه فليقل إني صائم.
In any day when the person is fasting, if somebody has attacked or hurt you verbally,
يترك طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجلي. الصيام لي وأنا
الله سبحانه وتعالى says the smell of the breath of the person who's fasting is dearer on the side of Allah than the smell of the musk. The person who is fasting, he has abstained from his food and drink and his desire because of my pleasure, and I will reward him for it. This is Allah talking in the sacred hadith. And Allah says that fasting is made only for me, and I will reward for it. And I will give 10 times the reward of the other deeds when for the fasting person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept fasting for him only, and he will reward for it in a special way that only Allah knows it. And this in itself will tell us or show us how great the act of fasting is. And reported by Abdullah ibn Amr that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد
fasting and the Quran
يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة. يقول الصيام أي رب منعته الطعام والشهوات
on the day of judgment.
فشفعني فيه. ويقول القرآن منعته
النوم
الليل
فشفعني فيه. I have kept this person from his food and from his desires. So Allah, have mercy on him. And the Quran will do the same. The Quran will come in the day of judgment for those who recite the Quran in this life. And I will say the same. Oh Allah, this person has spent all his time reading me and studying me. So have mercy on him. So both of them will come and be on our side and talk for us. So both fasting and the Quran will come on the hereafter or on the day of judgment. So the fasting will say, I stopped him. Fasting will say, oh Allah, I stopped him from his food and from his drink and his from his desire.
محسوسا يمكن أن يراه الإنسان أو يسمعه أو يتكلم أو كذا. ولكن الله سبحانه وتعالى على كل شيء قدير.
Fasting is not going to come in a form that will be seen and felt. But Allah سبحانه وتعالى with His knowledge will know it and hear it. So this is not a physical thing that will come and talk on our behalf. But fasting will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will say that. The same applies to the Quran.
يعني قد يأتي إشكال كيف القرآن يعني يتكلم يوم القيامة.
القرآن also will come.
معناه القرآن سيكون شيئا مخلوقا. العلماء قالوا لا.
And will also say the same thing.
تلاوة العبد له.
So that whenever the person in this life is spent and repeatedly and continuously recite the Quran.
الله تعالى قال والله خلقكم وما تعملون. القرآن نفسه الذي نتلوه هو كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى.
So because the Quran itself is the word of Allah.
وتلاوة العبد للقرآن. قراءة العبد للقرآن هذا إيه؟ عمل العبد. فتلاوة العبد للقرآن هذه التلاوة يعني تتجسد يوم القيامة.
So all our recitation in this life will be gathered together in the hereafter and
يعني
come and
الصور وتتكلم يوم القيامة
and speak
البقرة
on the hereafter
كأنهما غمامتان
like سورة البقرة the chapter of cow and the chapter of آل عمران. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said on the hereafter they will come as two clouds that will cover will go over the one who recites them in this life, so they will shield you like from the heat and from suffering on the hereafter, so they will like you if you recite them in this life.
رجل يأتيه رجل يعني وضيء الهيئة يعني حسن.
And also when we after we pass away in our grave a man will come to us in a very nice dress dressed in white.
الوجه الذي يأتي بالخير.
And also will be talking to us and we will ask the person who this person is a bright beautiful face.
فيأتي العمل الصالح في صورة رجل.
So that will be our good deeds in this life.
الذي يأتي الخلف يقول يعني أنا عملك الصالح وكذا ثم يقول يعني نم صالحا.
And that's our good deeds on this life will come to us on the grave and talk to us in this nice form, nice manner, and they will give us a good sight that we should stay and just be in comfort
العمل الصالح
in the grave.
ومنه الصيام
and this will include fasting
يوم.
So all our good deeds include fasting.
أي ربي منعته الطعام.
So in the hereafter again fasting is going to come and talk to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and say, oh Allah, I have stopped this person from his food and drinks and his desires. Oh Allah,
ويقول القرآن منعته النوم بالليل.
القرآن الذي
كان يعني يتلوه بالليل أو
يعني
يشهد يعني صلاة القيام.
So anyone who would recite the Quran on regular basis and the one who will attend the Salatul Qiyam which is the night prayers.
طالما قرأ الإنسان القرآن بالليل أو صلى لله سبحانه وتعالى.
Or anyone who would, get up in the middle of the night and prayed for the sake of Allah and by reciting the Quran, so that the Quran will come and ask Allah to give it intercession for him, so that Allah will have mercy on this person who would recite it, and that Allah will forgive this person on the hereafter.
طيب الحديث الرابع قال عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أمامة reported that he came to the messenger of Allah.
أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال فقلت مرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة.
He said that I asked him, order me to do a deed that will allow me to enter paradise. He said, stick to fasting, as there is no equivalent to it.
رواه أحمد والنسائي والحاكم. كذلك
when I came to him again and he said stick to fasting.
رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يصوم عبد يوما.
أبو سعيد الخدري said no servant fasts on a day in the path of Allah except that Allah removes the hellfire 70 years further away from his face.
من أحمد البخاري ومسلم وأصحاب السنة.
This one narrated by Abu Dawood.
هذا الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يصوم عبد يوما في سبيل الله.
That no one will fast a day for the sake of Allah.
يصوم العبد في سبيل الله يعني طلبا للثواب من الله سبحانه وتعالى إلا باعد الله بذلك اليوم.
Allah then Allah will remove the hellfire 70 years further away from his face.
70 سنة مسيرة 70 سنة يعني بعدا بينه وبين النار.
So that will just indicate that Allah will protect this person and keep him far away from the hellfire. So this person will be in the paradise, and the higher he would be in the paradise, the further he would be from the hellfire. So, and that would be by a distance of 70 years.
الحديث السادس وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال
ابن سعد reported that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is a gate to paradise that is called الريان.
يقال له الريان. يقال يوم القيامة
it will say where are those who fasted. When the last one has passed through the gate it will be locked.
So
there is this gate or entrance to paradise hereafter that's called Rayyan. We know that the paradise will have seven doors or entrance.
We
know that people who get into hellfire are more than those who get into
paradise.
We ask refuge in Allah from the hellfire of the hellfire.
إلى واحد يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
يقال لآدم يعني أخرج بعث النار. فيقول أي ربي وما بعث النار؟ قال من كل ألف 999.
Among every 1,000 people, 999 will be in the hellfire. So majority of the mankind will end up in hellfire.
يعني كبيرة ولاذ ولا تعالى معناه من المؤمنين قلنا فقال طمأنهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he said this, some of the companions were kind of worried. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
يعني هم من أهل النار والعياذ بالله تعالى هم كفيلون بهذه النسبة أعدادهم أعدادا يعني مهولة والعياذ بالله تعالى.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told them they shouldn't worry.
بأعداد مهولة يعني يمر أولهم بالنهر فيشربه فيمر آخرهم فيقول قد كان هنا ماء يأجوج ومأجوجهم يعني قبائل
just يأجوج ومأجوج
وأعدادهم
are going to be
كثرتها إلا الله
so many of them
لأنهم في
far more than us. That when they pass by a lake, the first group in the Ya'juj and Ma'juj will drink the whole lake. Then those who will come at the end will say, well, once there were a lake in this place. That's just to tell us how big their number is going to be. So this what the Prophet ﷺ said, that the ratio of the non-believers to the believers is going to be like 999 to 1.
So,
and we know.
لماذا قال العلماء يعني هذا فيه إشارة إلى ساعة رحمة الله تعالى وأن رحمة سبقت غضبه
seven gates to the
أزيد من أبواب النار كناية عن
eight gates to the paradise and seven gates to the hellfire and this in itself will show the mercy of Allah that there are more gates or entrances to the paradise
في عمل من الأعمال الصالحة يعني المؤمن يؤدي الواجبات
so
يؤدي الواجبات
the good believers
بالنسبة للنوافل كل إنسان يعني
will do all the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do plus more voluntarily additional worship act like fasting extra days outside Ramadan or praying extra salah or prayers in the night.
ومنهم المجاهد ومنهم يعني أبواب الخير كثير.
The ways to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are many. I mean there are various ways, many ways that we can do things on top of the obligations that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
هذه أسماء كل هذه الأبواب وإنما ذكر بعضها فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم فأما أهل يعني الصدقة ف
the gates the entrances to the paradise
الصلاة
each one has a name
وأهل الصيام يدعون من باب الريان
so each one of the gates to or the entrance to the paradise each one has a name and those who fast on this life will get through the الريان the entrance or gate that's called الريان
بقيت أربعة أبواب لأربعة أيضا
so one will be for those who do the charity
and for the أبواب الثمانية تشمل جميع المؤمنين لا يوجد مؤمن إلا ويكون
and there is one for the fasting people one for those who do charity and all the believers inshallah will enter through one of those gates
طبعا كما تعلمون فإن أبا بكر الصديق
and when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described all these gates أبو بكر الصديق was there then Abu Bakr asked a question
نودية من أحد هذه الأبواب من ضرورة يعني ليس على الإنسان يعني حرج ولا عليه يعني ضرر إذا نودي من أي باب من هذه
so he said oh from Allah is it going to be a problem that if somebody will be called from one door or one gate and not the other and the Prophet said oh Abu Bakr you will have the option to get through any of them
ينادى من الأبواب الثمانية أو كل واحد يعني سينادى من باب واحد فقط فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت ممن يدعى
Actually, the question Abu Bakr asked was, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, are we going to be called through just one gate or from all of them?" So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, "Oh, you Abu Bakr will be called to enter through more than one gate. So you will have the option of choice."
هذه الأبواب. وأبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه ممن يدعى من هذه
so أبو بكر will be one among those who will be called to enter from more than one door whether the door for the people who are fasting or the door of the people who are do jihad or the door of those who do charity or etc
أقسام الصيام
types of fasting
فرض وتطوع
there are two types of fasting
قسمان
There is two types.
وتطور.
There is obligation
والفرض ينقسم إلى ثلاثة أقسام.
Voluntary.
صيام الفرض ينقسم إلى ثلاثة أقسام.
So,
القسم الأول صوم رمضان.
The obligation of the gathering fasting are three times.
والثالث صوم النذر.
The first one is fasting the month of Ramadan. And second is fasting for كفارة.
أما بقية
the third is to fasting of نذر of promise
الرئيسي للصيام أنه ينقسم إلى فرض وتطوع
so we know that fasting is either obligation or obligatory or voluntary the obligatory one is either fasting of the month of Ramadan
فهذا الفرض أما صيام
or fasting for the كفارة or fasting for النذر
لا على وجه الإنسان الشرع شجع على فعله وحث على فعله لكن ليس على وجه الإلزام إنما هو شيء اختياري هذا هو التطوع أو تعريف آخر للفرض التطوع. الفرض هو ما أصيب فاعله وعوقب تاركه.
And the difference between the public gathering and versus the non-obligatory, the public gathering is the one that if the Muslim does not perform it, then there will be some punishment for it. And as we said, the public gathering are three types. One is Ramadan fasting, second is kafara, and third is nazar. So the kafara is like if somebody is swear by Allah. If somebody has sworn by Allah that he will do something, but he doesn't fulfill or he did not do what he has sworn for,
حنث في الشيء الذي حلف عليه. طبعا كفارته
إن قتل
عشرة مساكين أو يكسوهم.
This person have to
واحد من هذه الأشياء. يطعم
either fast 3 days or feed 10.
يطعم عشرة مساكين أو يكسوهم أو يعتقهم. فإن لم يستطع فمن لم يستطع فصيام ثلاثة أيام.
So in this case, the person will either feed 10 poor people
or free
a slave
or
fast 3 days.
لا يستطيع واحد من هذه الأمور فصيام ثلاثة أيام.
So
في هذه الحالة يكون صيام ثلاثة أيام.
So in this case it goes that feeding 10 poor people will be the first one. Second is to free and slave. If those are not doable or the person cannot do them, then fast 3 days. And this is in case if we swear by Allah to do something and we do not do it. And the second type of kafara is zihar. If someone said to his wife that you are from me like my mother, which means that there will be no husband-wife relationship between them. So in this case also he has kafara. Would you
قتل الخطأ. نعم. الظهار برضو ثلاثة أشياء. عتق رقبة.
Also, in this case, either free a slave or fast 2 months without skipping any day or feed 60.
حتى تحل له امرأته إذا رغب فيه.
This, if the person has said to his wife, "You are from me like my mother," which means that it's not like husband-wife. And in this case, if he comes back to her, then he has to do one of the three. Either he has to free and slave. If that's not available, then feed 60 poor people. If that's it's not available, then has to fast 60 days without skipping any day in between. Or somebody who has spoiled his Ramadan fasting by intentionally doing something like either eating or drinking or having sexual intercourse would also have to do one of the three, other fasting for 60 days without skipping, freeing and slave or feeding 60 poor people. The third type of the obligatory fasting is the one that is nazr. And nazr is when we promise Allah that we will do something. If somebody has promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will fast for 1 month, then it became an obligation. There is another type. There is one type also of obligation that is not mentioned in this particular book or reference, which is the fasting that we do to make up any missed days. If we miss days for any reason during Ramadan, then that will be an obligation for us to make them up after Ramadan. Allah in the Quran says that in the Quran that for those who could not make some of the days of Ramadan, if they were traveling or they were sick or for any of the reasons, then they have to make them up. So these are the type of the obligatory fasting. we will be talking about the fasting of the month of Ramadan and the voluntary fasting.
يأتي في مواضعه إن شاء الله تعالى يعني نيجي مثلا نتكلم عن القتل الخطأ نتكلم عن صيام كفارة
we'll discuss the others later on
الظهار نتكلم عن صيام كفارة الظهار نتكلم عن الأيمان
so we will talk about the other types later after we finish the fasting of the month of Ramadan and the voluntary fasting.
طيب بدأ بالكلام عن صوم رمضان
so
قال حكمه
we'll go into
صوم رمضان واجب بالكتاب والسنة والإجماع
or the law about fasting Ramadan fasting of Ramadan according to Quran and the Sunnah is an obligatory so that's
فأما
based on the Quran and based on the Sunnah
القرآن الكريم على فرضية صوم رمضان فقول الله تعالى
Allah سبحانه وتعالى
يا أيها الذين
commanded us in the Quran to fast Ramadan by saying all who you believe fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for the people before you in order for you to gain God's consciousness
يعني فرض عليكم التقوى كما فرض على الذين من قبلكم
so fasting was
تتقون يعني الحكمة من فرضية الصيام
so one of the One of the reasons Allah command us to fast the month of Ramadan is to gain taqwa. Also Allah says in the Quran that Ramadan is the month during which Quran was revealed. Guidance for mankind and clear proof of the guidance and the criteria. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying
القرآن أنزله الله تعالى هداية
so in this verse Allah is telling us that
يعني دلائل واضحات
Allah has revealed the Quran as guidance for mankind and this was revealed in the month of Ramadan
الهدى التي تهدي الناس وترشدهم والفرقان يعني التي
and guidance is the guidance that will lead people to the right path
فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم يعني من حضر منكم الشهر فليصم
and whoever
حضر شهر رمضان
of you who has seen the crescent then they should start fasting.
إذا هذا دليل من القرآن على وجوب صيام رمضان. قال وأما السنة دلالة السنة على هذا فقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
This is the commandment of Allah in the Quran.
الصيام مبني على خمسة أشياء.
So but from the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the Hadith says that Islam is being built over five pillars.
سقف يعني إذا كان يقوم على أعمدة أو يقوم على جدر.
Just like a pillar of a building, I mean that will carry the roof and the ceiling.
كذلك أيضا الإسلام.
So Islam is also has been built over five pillars.
بدونها ينهدم الإسلام.
According to the Hadith, Islam is built over five pillars. That
وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصيام رمضان
that know God except Allah and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and His Messenger the establishment of prayers the giving of the zakah the fast of Ramadan and the pilgrimage
سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
الله
عن فرض الله
of Allah tell me What Allah requires for me as regards fasting. And he answered the month of Ramadan. The man asked, is there any other fasting? The Prophet ﷺ said, no, unless you do so voluntarily.
طيب هنا قد يسأل سائل يقول طيب إذا معنى الحديث أن أي صوم غير رمضان فهو تطوع.
So somebody here might ask, does that mean any fasting outside Ramadan is voluntary?
صوم الكفارة وصوم النذر وصوم
But
القضاء.
We, as we said,
فالجواب عن هذا أن هذه الأنواع الأخرى غير رمضان هي أنواع خاصة بما
As we said,
وقع
there are some other obligatory fasting.
واجب على عموم الأمة.
But these other obligatory fasting are under special conditions. They are not like Ramadan for everyone at specific time. So these depend on conditions and depend on certain acts that person or some people would do. But fasting Ramadan is coming for everyone.
لا يجب عليهم إلا صوم رمضان. يعني لو أن إنسان لم يفطر في رمضان يعني لا مرض ولا سافر ولا حصل له عذر يفطر في رمضان بسببه فصام رمضان بالتالي لم يجب عليه صوم قضاء.
So like for example somebody who has observed Ramadan and fasted all the days of Ramadan, this person definitely doesn't have to fast extra days as obligatory after Ramadan. But if anyone who has skipped a few days in Ramadan because of travel or because of sickness, then that person is obligated to make up those days after Ramadan. Or as we indicated before, kafara is another reason or another cause for obligatory fasting. And in this case, if the person doesn't do what requires kafara, in that case, it's not an obligation. So there is special cases for fasting as obligation because of kafara or because of nadr, as we indicated.
هذه دلالة القرآن ودلالة السنة.
That's from the Quran and Sunnah.
قال وأجمعت الأمة على وجوب صيام رمضان.
So the whole Muslim nation agreed that the fasting of Ramadan is obligatory. It is one of the pillars of Islam. And if one disputes this, he cannot be called a Muslim.
إذن هنا اجتمعت يعني دلالة القرآن.
So in this case, all the Muslim أمة or all the Muslim nation.
دلالات كافية.
Have agreed upon this.
لو دل القرآن فقط على وجوب الصيام لكفى به دليلا. لو دلت السنة فقط على وجوب الصيام.
So if we look at the Quran only, Allah commanded us to fast, and that should be enough. And if the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is very explicit, and that's enough also.
هذا يعني زيادة في الحجية. يعني كلما تعددت أنواع الأدلة.
So in this case, the more sources of the commandment from Allah and the hadith, this will be more.
فرضيته يوم الاثنين ليلتين من شعبان من السنة الثانية من الهجرة. فرضية الصيام كانت لليلتين خلتا من شعبان، يعني بعد مضي يومين من شعبان، بعد مضي ليلة
من شعبان. So fasting was prescribed in the second year after Hijra or after the migration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after the month of شعبان.
طيب نتوقف هنا اليوم
إن شاء الله. We'll stop here and we'll continue next time إن شاء الله. If there are any questions.
يقول يعني لو أن أحدا
سأله هل صمت if somebody asked someone or asked him
يعني نعم
did you fast the six of months of شوال
من بعد أيام وبقي يومين أو شيء من هذا القبيل هل يعني يكون هذا مذموما لأنه من باب إخبار الإنسان عن الأعمال الصالحة التي يتنفذ بها
okay to tell that you are fasting and like you're showing off or
الجهر بالنوافل الجهر بالنوافل يعني لا يبطل أجرها بإذن الله تعالى بشرط صلاح النية. يعني
in this case it's okay. I mean you can tell the person as long as you have the good intention. I mean it's not that you are doing it to show off or saying it to show off.
يعني أعلمها وهو في نيته أنه يريد الثواب من الله فهذا إن شاء الله لا يضيع أجرها لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى مدح الذين يتصدقون سرا وعلانية يفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار.
So even for giving away charity, Allah in the Quran says Allah will accept and reward for a charity that is given in public or given in private, in the open or given secretly.
لن يضرهم ذلك بإذن الله تعالى. لكن من جهة الأفضلية لا شك أن الإصرار أفضل. الأصل أن الإصرار
but generally doing things in this case أفضل. Concealing them is better than to make يعني them public or in the open.
أن يقتدي به الناس
but if somebody is doing some act or giving a charity or doing something as an example to be followed in this case it will be better to do it so that others will take the same follow the same pace.
هنا أيضا يعني إذا الإنسان سئل هذا السؤال ربما يكون السائل مثلا
so in this case somebody
على أنه لم يصم الستة من شوال أو كذا
يريد so maybe the one who is asking is just asking because he himself wanted to do the same
يعني يدفع عن نفسه مثلا ظنا سيئا أنه لم يصمها أو كذا
so that he just wanted to have something to motivate him to do it so that's why he's asking you whether you fasted the six days of شوال so if he knew that you did then that would probably give him a good push that he will go and do the same.
السؤال عما لا يعنيك يعني لا ينبغي لأحد أن يظل يسأل الناس هل فعلت كذا هل فعلت كذا يعني يمكن أن يحث على صيام الستة من شوال ويبين فضلها كذا لكن لا يحقق مع الناس
but no one should really go around and start questioning people if they did this just out of curiosity. I mean that's not good. I mean but if just a person asks that so he can do the same that would be good.
بالنسبة احنا ذكرنا مسألة يعني إخبار الإنسان أنه صائم
السؤال
وكان أخنا يسأل مسألة يعني إخبار الإنسان بأنه صائم
what about if the person tell
باب الريان نعم الباب الريان يعني للذين يصومون في رمضان فقط يعني الذين يصومون في رمضان فقط هل يدخلون من باب الريان أيضا أو أن هذا
the question is are those who fast Ramadan only they do not do voluntary are they still going to get through the gate of ريان in the paradise
يرجى لمن صام رمضان يعني وحافظ عليه حتى ولو لم يصم مع النوافل يرجى له بإذن الله أن ينادى من باب الرية.
So إن شاء الله the one who fasts Ramadan only still will be entitled to get through the Rayyan gate.
يعني يسبق الوضوء.
And as the Prophet ﷺ said, those who make wudu and exaggerate a little bit on washing their limbs, whether their arms or legs or feet, and then say La ilaha illallah after that, that Allah is the only one and nobody, no one is like Allah.
Then
the hadith says that if anyone who would do this by making the wudu in the proper way with a little exaggeration and then say La ilaha illallah, Allah will have all the gates to paradise open for him.
يخير أيضا في الدخول من جميع الأبواب. بقيت فائدة تتعلق بسؤال أخينا حسن عن مسألة إعلان الإنسان أنه صائم أو إخباره أنه صائم. هناك حالة أيضا بين فيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه لا بأس أن الإنسان يخبر أنه صائم
أو صيام النافلة. Brother Hassan.
من باب
الانتظار. There is a hadith by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that it may be better for the person to tell people that he is fasting.
وهو صائم فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني قال يعني إذا دعي يعني إذا دعيتم إلى طعام فلبوا.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said like if you have been invited to food to eat.
فليصلي يعني فليدعو لأهل الطعام. فليصلي بمعنى فليدعو. معناه أن الإنسان مثلا لا بأس إذا دعي وهو صائم لا بأس أن يحضر.
So the person who's fasting, if has been invited to eat at somebody's house, then he should respond by going there and make supplication for the person who invited him. And if this person is not fasting, then he should really go there, and it's the right of our fellow Muslim to respond to their invitation. We should go there. If we are not fasting, then we eat. If we are not fasting, I mean, if we are fasting, then we cannot eat, but we make dua for the person. Because if the person responds and go there and doesn't eat, then the host or the one who invited him would probably feel bad about it, and he would think that something is wrong with the food or something, that's why the person is not eating. So in this case it's better to say that I'm fasting. Questions that many students or many people who are learning about Islam will go over hadith from some textbooks that do not really show the reference of the hadith. And if these students do not have the right references that will give them the authenticity, should they read the hadith or should they stop from reading it until they find the reference?
درجة الحديث أو الكتب التي تكون محققة يعني بالهامش بالحاشية الكتاب وكذا. أحد المحققين يعني بين درجة الأحاديث, فهذا يعني هو الأفضل حتى يكون الإنسان على بينة يعني يعمل بالحديث التي هو متأكد.
For the person to seek the reference.
إذا لم يكن كذلك فيمكنه أن يراجع يعني بعد ما يقرأ مثلاً كذا.
They should really check on the reference of the hadith and the reporting.
والآن يعني الأمر ميسر.
And they should do their best to find how authentic the hadith is.
موقعان لجميع الأحاديث التي حققها الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله. حوالي 50,000 حديث.
And these informations are there, like Sheikh Al-Albani recently has done that, and he has collected more than 50,000 hadiths, and he reported on their how authentic they are.
هناك موقع آخر أيضا اسمه موقع الدرة الثانية, هذا يعني أفضلهم يعني وأكبرهم, مستوعب تقريبا كل مؤلفات الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله. وكل حديث ويذكر درجته.
So there are references where all these authentic hadiths have been compiled.
يعني يضع أي لفظة مثلا للصائم فرحتان مثلا هو يكتب إيه.
So like the hadith that we went over earlier tonight. أي حديث في كلمة فرحتان. Like the fasting person will have two moments of happiness is being commented on this compilation.
نعم بإذن الله تعالى. أخونا يعني أسأل برضو بالنسبة لشفاعة القرآن يوم القيامة، يقول يعني أي رب من عبده النوم بالليل، أو لو إنسان يعني لا يقوم الليل إلا في رمضان بس باقي السنة، يعني
the Quran intercession for us in the hereafter. Is the Quran going to be with us in the hereafter and ask Allah for mercy upon us only if we recited in Ramadan, or will it be in Ramadan and outside Ramadan? So the answer is in both. I mean, in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan, inshallah.
لو تهجد في الجماعة، لو تهجد مأموما يعني صلى مع
الجماعة behind an imam and the imam is who is reciting the Quran, will that include him?
أيضا أن القرآن من عام النوم بالليل، يعني سماع القرآن.
So listening to the Quran by praying behind the imam is will be the same. Inshallah. So being behind the imam listening to him will be the same.
نعم. إذا كان الإنسان لا يعلم ماذا يقال لها إن شاء الله له نصيب من الأجر.
إن شاء الله still the person
يعني يعلم هذا الكلام الذي يقلم
والقدر will get reward from Allah by standing behind the imam.
يعني في الجملة يعني القرآن كله يعني حتى على الخير وحتى على طاعة الله.
Just even if you don't know the meaning, because you are behind the imam, and inshallah he will get reward.
حتى لو كان لا يعلم يعني تفصيلا معاني القرآن، لأنه يعلم يعني المعاني الإجمالية وأن هذا الذي يتلاه.
At least the person would know, I mean, the translation of some of the meaning of it, inshallah.
نعم قبل أن يفرض الصيام في السنة الثانية.
Before
الصيام مر يعني بمراحل، مر بمراحل ممكن بيناها.
Fasting went through different stages.
الصيام مر بمراحل. فلما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمكة كان يصوم يوم عاشوراء.
صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was in Mecca he used to fast the عاشوراء which is the 10th day of the month of Muharram.
المدينة صامه أيضا، وكان صيام عاشوراء مفروضا قبل أن يفرض.
And that day was an obligation before Ramadan was being prescribed.
وأما صوم رمضان نفسه فقد مر بمراحل، فكان المرحلة الأولى كان فيها الصوم اختيارية.
And even Ramadan it went through different levels. At one point fasting Ramadan was an optional act. It wasn't an obligation.
لأول مرحلة يمكن للإنسان أن يصوم المستطيع للإنسان.
Which was at that point that it was just left to the person to either.
وبعد ذلك جاءت مرحلة ثانية وهي فرضية الصيام على الجميع.
Then after that came the level of making fasting obligation.
يعني تمهيدا حتى بعد ذلك إيه يأتي التخفيف ويتيسر الأمر على الصيام. المرحلة الأولى كان فيها تدريب على الصيام.
So when it was an option, when fasting was an option, that was like a training moment or a training stage for people to try it, and it's not an obligation.
ويحل له أن يأكل أو يشرب إلى
أن ينام until sunset
أو يصلي العشاء. بمجرد أن ينام أو يصلي العشاء يبقى هنا إيه خلاص يبدأ الإمساك إلى دخول يعني إلى غروب شمس اليوم
التالي. And it was done in the night, and the person will stop eating and drinking from Isha time until the Fajr next day, until the sun rise the next day. So this is out of like training or practice. And when the person is asleep, and then he's not going to feel the hunger or thirst like during the day.
وجاء هذا النسخ في قوله تعالى.
Then that was
علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون.
That was replaced.
كتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم. فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم.
So that was replaced by the ayah in the Quran. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we can be with our wives until the break of the dawn. And we can eat and drink until the break of the dawn. And in that same verse, Allah is telling us that we will start fasting until the sun is down. So from that moment, fasting became obligation on all of those who are qualified for doing it.
Inshallah,
we'll stop here. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum.